news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. Voting irregularities in that tight House 102 race. They did get a decision yesterday, but going forward, some changes are going to be made. We'll get into that coming up. Heading for a high in the 90s today. The rest of Dr. Bill's forecast right now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5 contests are just like our programs. Local.
Hello, Sandra Crenshaw.
Yes, this is she.
This is Sean Sullivan over at FM Talk 106.5. We did the drawing here in our Summer Better Than Others prize giveaway with over $5,500 worth of goodies up for grabs. And okay. I'm looking at your name. You won.
I did.
You won the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm so excited about that.
You registered at Old Time Feed in Fairhope, right?
I think I did.
That's where we got your name from, Sandra. So
okay.
You won the weekly prize and you won the grand prize. This is $5,500 worth of a grand prize. That Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, the Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed and Seed, a catered chicken finger party for you and your friends from Gold Fingers, an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Over $5,500 worth of goodies for you.
Okay.
The Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill. Also, we'll check in with you at 343-0106 when we turn up your voice after 8 o'clock. By the way, our apologies, out of our control. But the text line is not online right now. And I hate it because and we'll bring back that story of the hog on the loose up in North Alabama and others. And I know there's always going to be some great commentary from y'all on the text line. Hopefully we'll have it working, and we'll let you know as soon as we do have it working very shortly. Right now it is down. It is out of our control. There's some slackers in Seattle that have some questions to answer.
But that means right now it's the perfect time for you to go ahead and text your complaints, 251-343-0106. That way we don't have to read.
Right, but you'll feel validated that you did. Also today, you know, it's always National Something Day, and often it's something goofy, you know, something that's just, you know, kind of a disposable day. Oh, it's National Lollipop Day or whatever. Today, real stuff here. It's National Hire a Veteran Day. Today, and July 25th, National Hire a Veteran. You can help out by doing a couple things. Obviously, if you're a business owner, to interview and hire veterans. Also going on a virtual veteran career fair for interested companies and meeting, interviewing veterans in a live virtual online environment. Employers and job seekers are online right now at hireourheroes.com. Hireourheroes.com. We'll get that link up on our social media as well. And hireourheroes.com, or I'm sorry, yeah, there's hireourheroes.com. There's also hireourheroes.org. I guess both of them work. You can search the latest job opportunities specifically for veterans on there, honoring the men and women of the armed forces, offering offer them your time and consideration in the civilian workforce. And if you're doing stuff on social media about hiring a veteran, and especially today, hashtag HireAVeteranDay. So H-I-R-E. Letter A, VeteranDay. So hashtag Hire a Veteran Day and share that on social media. Hire Our Heroes founded Hire a Veteran Day to provide a day to spread awareness and create a platform where employers and veterans can network. Hire Our Heroes is a nonprofit organization operated and founded by veterans for veterans. For more information on volunteer opportunities, make a donation. You can go to the Hire Our Heroes website. We'll talk more about this throughout today. And, you know, oddly enough, it's a Wednesday. That means 8 o'clock tonight, Scuttlebutt Network.
Yeah,
with perfect. Tom and Cal and the whole gang. And that is the show on Wednesday nights here at FM Talk 106.5, a show hosted by veterans. They make up 75% or so of the Marines, the 50% of the Marines that work with this station. We've got a lot of Marines here. We have Army Air Force represented. We have Coast Guard represented. But we are dense in the Marine Corps. Tom and Cal host that show, Scuttlebutt Network, every Wednesday night. Two veterans talking to veterans, veterans issues. Check it out. All right, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. And yesterday, I don't know that I'm happy I watched it. I watched the Facebook Live of Probate Judge Don Davis conducting the vote recount. And I say I'm not happy that I watched the Facebook Live because I guess I thought it would be more action-packed.
Mm-hmm.
It was just tedious.
What was your favorite part, the first 30 minutes or the last 45 minutes? To count the 58 votes.
If y'all didn't see it, what we're talking about is we had these extra votes that had to be counted there for Mobile County, provisional ballots, and they were called for, of course, because that House 102 race was so close. And it was like, here's a box. Let's open the box. Now that we've opened the box, let's hand some ballots to some people. And then the people was, hey, listen, it's Facebook Live is no guarantee that you're going to have something compelling in content. Yesterday, went ahead and confirmed that. So here's what happened. 25 people, they say now, may have cast illegal ballots in a race that came down to 28 votes. Now, what does this all mean? First of all, the most attention was on the votes needed in the House 102 race. Now, it was a runoff, of course, a little over a week ago, and the separation between Shane Stringer, Satsuma Police Chief Shane Stringer, and Call News publisher Willie Gray was 25 votes. It was so tight, but the state did say, if you want to have a recount, you got to pay for it. But they said, okay, well, let's count the provisional ballots. In other words, ballots that something was goofy with them, and they put them in the envelopes, and if needed, we'll count them. 91 of the 154 provisional ballots that were cast in Mobile County last week were ruled valid by the County Board of Registrars and counted yesterday by the County Canvassing Board under the watchful eyes of candidates and supporters. Story from Peter Albrecht over at WKRG.com. So that tells you one thing. 91 of 154 were valid.
That's not a very good rate.
It means the rest of them were invalid, so we'll get into that in a second. 29 valid provisional ballots were cast for the candidates in House District 102. Shane Stringer got 16 of the 29 votes and extended his lead from 25 to 28 votes, and he officially then defeated Willie Gray, 2,580 votes to 2,552. Back to our idea that we tell you, if you don't think your vote matters, it was decided by 28 votes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tight race.
Okay. And your vote does matter.
With that low turnout especially, the vote matters.
While Stringer celebrated, election officials breathed a sigh of relief thanks to the 28-vote margin. Mobile County Probate Judge Don Davis said there were mistakes made last Tuesday, and voters were permitted to vote who should not have been permitted to vote in that House district election. 25 voters to be exact, 13 in 8 Mile at the Collins Rhodes School and 12 in Mount Vernon at the community center. The reason, says Judge Davis, is that these are, quote, multiple ballot precincts, end quote, meaning not everyone who votes there lives in House District 102. Davis says the Mount Vernon mistake was caught by poll workers election night, while the mistake in 8 Mile was uncovered last week. Davis went on to say there's no sense that this was done intentionally. With the 28-vote margin, the 25 votes couldn't turn the result, but the probate court is taking measures to make sure the mistake isn't repeated. So basically what happened is in these multiple ballot precincts, you have somewhere where some of the people voting there can vote in 102 and some can't. And they handed the ballots out and had people that are not legally able to vote in 102, voting in 102.
That's so confusing. And right. I'm not sure how they select the poll workers, but you'd think if it's more difficult to make sure the rules are being followed in certain locations, you'd think they'd put the sharpest poll workers in those places to make sure something like this doesn't happen.
Oddly enough, Judge Davis says new poll workers will be brought in this fall at the two precincts in question. Just saying.
Maybe that'll help.
We'll talk about this more coming up. 7:15. Let's check in with News 5 coming up next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The suspect in a deadly hit and run in Pensacola that killed two people has been arrested. Marquise Wallace was captured in Philadelphia Tuesday. It happened June 6th, and Wallace had been on the run since. Two people, including a woman and baby, were killed. Two others have also been arrested for helping Wallace elude police. The search continues for an inmate who escaped from the Work Release Center in Locksley early Tuesday. Corey Allen Kingery was reported missing from the state prison around 6:30 yesterday morning. He may have been spotted at least twice since then, once in the morning in Locksley north of I-10, and was actually seen on a hotel security camera. Later in the afternoon, he's suspected of stealing a 2003 black Ford Taurus in Spanish Fork.
He had changed clothes from his prison whites to at least a blue shirt. Possibly blue pants.
Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack. Former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore says he'll announce further legal action against new defendants for defamation of character. He'll hold a press conference later today. Moore is the focus of lawsuits alleging sexual abuse decades ago, allegations he denies. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
All right, 7:18, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Reminder, too, you got junk, you need it gone, you need my friend Trey Bennett. Trey, okay, here, we've talked before about 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and the CEO, you told a great story a year or so ago, Dalton, about the CEO from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He used a criteria that many are not using in the world when they find who they would let have a franchise.
Yeah, he decided the best way to make sure that his business grew the way he wanted it to was to have the right people working for him. So what he did was decided he would only hire people to work for 1-800-GOT-JUNK if he could see himself having a barbecue with them.
Right.
Sitting in the backyard and drinking a beer over the grill, or,
right,
or maybe meeting up in the morning and drinking coffee. So he wanted good people working for him at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Well, he's got that. I'll tell you this. So my buddy Trey, who's one of those good people, and how down home? Well, another friend of mine said, man, I saw Trey out at Graphene Island hanging out on the weekend and got to visit with him and talk about the business. In other words, one of us, our kind of folks, and they do great work in Mobile and Baldwin County. Commercial properties, residential properties. You got to get a house ready to show. You got to get an office cleaned out. You got a storage unit that's costing you $100-$200 a month, and you don't need a lick of the stuff that's in there. Make one call. Get it all gone. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. National company, local franchisee, and my buddy as well. So give Trey a call. 7:18 FM Talk 106.5. Where is there some sports stuff going on?
Yeah, believe it or not, no football right now.
But God bless, it's close.
It is so close that there's a news story every single day. We kick it off in the NFL. Because teams are reporting for training camp this week.
Yep.
But it appears the Atlanta Falcons will at least temporarily be without former Foley High School and Crimson Tide receiver Julio Jones.
Julio!
NFL.com reported Tuesday that the veteran wide receiver does not plan to report to the team on Thursday when the Falcons training camp begins. The report noted that Jones is comfortable sitting out until the preseason begins. Why is Julio Jones sitting out? Well, he wants his contract reworked. Jones also skipped OTAs and the mandatory minicamp. He's in the second year of a five-year contract worth $71 million, but his average pay now less than seven other receivers in the league. The Falcons informed Jones last week that they will not rework his contract before the start of the season. The 29-year-old five-time Pro Bowler appeared in all 16 games for Atlanta last season. He finished the year with 88 receptions for 1,444 yards and three touchdowns. On the other side of the country, the Los Angeles Rams announced a four-year contract extension for running back Todd Gurley. Here's Rams head coach Sean McVay.
The way that he competes in protection, the way that he works, and the way that rubs off on his teammates. I feel fortunate to be able to work with players like Todd and happy for him that he earned this.
ESPN reports that Gurley's new deal is worth $60 million, $45 million of that guaranteed, and it locks Gurley in with the Rams for the next six seasons. Gurley's been named to one All-Pro team, and he's a two-time Pro Bowler since being selected by the Rams with the number 10 overall pick back in 2015. In NBA news, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kevin Love have agreed to a contract extension. According to ESPN, the deal is for 4 years and $120 million. The 29-year-old averaged 17.5 points and 9.3 rebounds per game with the Cavaliers last season. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 11-5 Tuesday night. Bay Bears had 11 hits, but they were only able to get five across home plate. Bay Bears and Braves play game three of the five-game road series tonight at 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, late Tuesday, the New York Yankees announced a trade for Baltimore Orioles relief pitcher Zach Britton. The last-place Orioles will receive three minor league pitchers in return for the two-time All-Star. Britton has picked up 139 saves on the mound for Baltimore since 2013. News of the trade came after the Yankees defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0 last night. Elsewhere around the league, Miami beat Atlanta 9-3. Milwaukee got a walk-off 10th-inning win against Washington 5-4. Philadelphia's Trevor Plouffe hit a walk-off three-run homer against outfielder Kike Hernandez, giving the Phillies a 7-4 win over the L.A. Dodgers. A two-run homer from Dexter Fowler was the difference for St. Louis in a 4-2 extra innings win over Cincinnati. Baltimore beat Boston 7-6, and the Pittsburgh Pirates won their 11th game in a row, 9-4 over Cleveland. 722 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by three-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers
leaders in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lanyap, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just a buck a week and online at lanyapmobile.com. Lanyap, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5, heading for high in the 90s, sitting at 76 now at our studios. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about selling vehicles. Yeah, we're always talking about buying vehicles from you, but you're buying vehicles right here in the market.
Absolutely. We buy them locally, as you well know. So bring us your vehicles. I mean, we've had people come. In fact, we bought one day before yesterday. Gentleman was going to trade it, didn't feel like he was getting enough for it. He brought it to us, and we bought it from him.
Right. That would be my dad.
That was two.
Yeah, because we did the same because, you know, you get a situation where you're not getting enough in a trade, and also people say, you know, I don't want to sell it on my own. Number one, I don't want people coming to my house. And number two, I don't know how to guarantee what the vehicle shape is in. Y'all do that. Y'all triple check it before a vehicle gets sold on the lot.
Absolutely. At least three times, and then we allow the customers to take it to their mechanic and get it checked out if they so wish.
All right, let's talk about this great selection. I've been out there a bunch lately, and, I mean, you are packed with vehicles, those third row seats, the trucks, the cars. We got to come see this inventory. Give us directions.
You didn't leave me anything else to say. Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like it on Facebook, or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Yeah, I've been hanging down with him and David lately down there. And, it's one of these deals. So just tell you a side note here. I mean, you've got a vehicle you want to sell. And just with all the stories out there, whatever, you really don't want to be having people come to your house, mm-hmm. you know, and look at a vehicle in the driveway like the good old days where they look at the good old days are gone on that. And so it's better to have somebody as a retail location to show those. So, great deal. So check them out. All right. A couple things on our list. Yes, we will get back to the hog story.
We
will revisit that story, my favorite story of the week so far. Big thank you to Johnny, who had sent me the story. I'll just give you the headline, okay, and we'll pay this off a little bit later. Wild boar subdued after charging patron at Morgan County gas station. It's the best story of the week so far.
And by subdued, you mean?
Killed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I turned into a pulled pork. But but the story, that's not the story, the pursuit from law enforcement is fantastic. Mm. The story is fantastic. Also, of course, the big story nationally is the tape, right?
Yep, the tape is
out. I don't know if it's tapes or digital recording, but everybody just kind of says tape. What CNN released, conversation between then-candidate Trump and his attorney, Cohen. A little bit of that clip. Let's go to clip one.
I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with funding. Yes.
All right, and also a conversation about how you would pay the $150,000.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay with cash.
No.
All right, so that is a conversation between then-candidate Trump and attorney Cohen and a discussion of a $150,000 payment to buy the rights to the Karen McDougal story from American Media, Inc. Now, there's a couple different players here, and it gets a little bit confusing, but the audio tape released by CNN last night has Trump discussing a payment with Cohen. Now, the way this works is AMI owns the National Enquirer. And the owner, David Pecker, owned the rights to the story that he paid Karen McDougal for. The discussion was for $150,000, they could buy the rights to the story, which, by the way, this may get lost in all the smoke of the salacious nature of the story, but is that legalized blackmail? Because if you say, hey, I have something on you, you have to pay me off or I put it out, that's blackmail. But hey, I have the rights to a story about you, and you can buy them for $150,000. I want to talk about that coming up. We'll check in with News 5 and then Dr. Bill.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. More charges have been filed against the man troopers say caused a deadly boat crash near the causeway over the weekend. He's also expected in court for a bond hearing. Stephen Angle now faces two counts of manslaughter and one assault charge. He already faces a boating under the influence charge. Two people died. One person was injured on Sunday. Mobile police are investigating another homicide. Investigators say they were called to Booker Street around 1 Tuesday morning. That's just a few blocks away from Ladd People's Stadium. Police say when they arrived, they found the body of a 21-year-old man. Investigators have not released the man's name or any other details. Davidson football coach Fred Riley didn't say much about a hazing attack in his team's locker room when the coach spoke to news media during the Mobile County Media Days.
I'm not at liberty to discuss anything connected with the incident, sir. We're going to talk about Davidson football.
Freshman quarterback Rodney Kim Jr. was attacked in the school's locker room in what his family described as hazing. The families demanded Coach Riley be fired. They also filed a $12 million lawsuit against the school district. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
The lawyer for former Trump attorney Michael Cohen is disputing current Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Giuliani says the tape of a conversation Trump and Cohen had before the 2016 election about hush money for a former Playboy model has Trump saying, don't pay. Cohen lawyer Lanny Davis tells Good Morning America that's not true.
It's about truth, and the power of the truth is what Michael Cohen now has, no matter what Giuliani invents or Mayor Giuliani invents for a president who's been known to lie. Don't believe me. Listen to the tape.
Davis released the tape last night. In Harris County, Texas, a teen driver will face criminal charges after a violent crash that split his vehicle in half and killed two 16-year-old passengers early this morning. The charge, intoxication slaughter. The executive who rescued Fiat and Chrysler from near collapse has died. 66-year-old Sergio Marchionne resigned just days ago following surgery. Wall Street stock futures trending down. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Ivanka Trump's clothing company is shutting down after some stores dropped her line and she decided ethics restrictions were holding back its ability to grow. All 18 employees are being laid off. The president's daughter says she made the decision so she could focus on her work in Washington, where she is a White House advisor. The IRS has won a court case being closely watched by tech companies as an appeals court upheld a regulation governing how corporations divide expenses between their domestic and foreign operations. The ruling represents a loss for Intel, whose Altera unit challenged the regulation when it was a separate company. Tech companies had billions of dollars at stake in the case because the rules at issue determine whether they report some deductions. Samsung Electronics and a group representing ailing Samsung computer chip and display factory workers say they've agreed to end a years-long standoff over compensation for deaths and grave illnesses of Samsung workers. On Wall Street, futures now lower. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So the dry air has been, a little bit of a respite from the normal July heat.
Yeah, it'll be back, though.
Don't worry.
That front is out over the Gulf of Mexico, and it's going to come back on us on Friday and over the weekend, so the humidity will back up again. But in the meantime, enjoy another day with the humidity lower than we normally should have this time of the year. So mostly sunny skies, and then a few thunderstorms will be developing this afternoon, kind of widely scattered, and a high of about 92 to 93 degrees. Now tonight, isolated thunderstorm or two in the evening, low in the low 70s tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, pretty much a repeat of today, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms around with temperatures in the lower 90s. As for Friday and the weekend, well, Friday, mostly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms again, high in the low 90s, but it will become more humid. And then Saturday, mostly sunny, slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and up to around 95 degrees. So Saturday looks like a hot day and, of course, more humid. On Sunday, a better chance for thunderstorms with temperatures in the low 90s as a cold front moves into Alabama. And then Monday and Tuesday, that front will be close enough to the coast where, of course, it will stall. And we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms for Monday and Tuesday. And that should keep temperatures in the 80s.
All right. Well, we'll say, whether it's drier air or cloud cover, we, somehow make our way from July into August. And while we're not near the peak, we are getting into the precursor month of August. How are the tropics looking?
Yeah, I mean, normally this time of the year, we should start to see some activity. And right now it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Out in the Atlantic, normally should be warming up about now, but temperatures are still on the cool side from all indications, and that's going to keep those storms that form off the Africa coast. They're going to be slow to develop, and right now, just a few scattered thunderstorms. We do not have any kind of organized activity at this time. Mm-hmm. But again, this is we're still early, but the peak of the season is the middle part of September, so we've got a ways to go.
All right, Dr. Bill, glad you're watching it for us, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, 76 degrees now at our studio, 78 on Dolphin Island, 78 in Orange Beach. And
a quick traffic update for you at Mobile AL Traffic on Twitter. They're also on Facebook, Mobile Traffic. As of about 10 minutes ago, 3-vehicle accident, I-10 westbound inside of the Wallace Tunnel. Mobile AL Traffic reporting that the left lane is blocked. That was as of 10 minutes ago.
All right. Thank you for that update. And we will, as we get updates, pass them along. Hopefully, Kane will be back with us soon. He's on the IR list as of this morning. Also, a story I mentioned earlier about how you make money in the music business, a story over at RTE.com, which is a radio telephone, Aaron. It's the an Irish broadcasting company, RTE. They did a story about the top earners in the U.S. Now, of course, RTE did the story because U2 tops the list. This is I'm going to read the big number here, but I want to break this out and parse it out, and I think it shows a lot about where the music industry is now. It says U2 were the music business's top earners in 2017.
That's crazy. I can't believe that.
According to, think about it, a band that's been doing this since the late 70s, early 80s, U2 still dominating the United States in 2017. According to Billboard magazine, U2 brought in $54.4 million in take-home pay.
Golly.
Billboard magazine said U2 earned out of that 54. Here's where the breakdown comes. I think it's pretty interesting. Out of the $54.4 million, $52 million was from their tour, was touring. Only $1.1 million from sales.
I was wondering because...
Yeah, their new album's not great. Yeah. The last two, I'll say that. And I'm a way back U2 fan. I mean, I've been a U2 fan since I was, as you can see on Twitter, riding my Schwinn Scrambler bicycle to the store to buy albums. It's been a long time.
Do you remember when the U2 album was automatically loaded into people's iPhones a few years
and
ago?
People did not like that.
Not at all.
Right. Well, so give you this breakdown. $52 million they make from their tour. Of course, that's the Joshua Tree tour, the revamp. $1.1 million from sales, $705,000 from publishing, and $624,500 from streaming to its top, its moneymakers list. The bulk of the band's $54 million in take-home pay came from the Joshua Tree tour, explains Billboard, which played 28 U.S. dates, y'all do the math, including a headlining slot at the Bonnaroo Music Festival. Bono and Company's recorded work generated $2.4 million worth of the act's total take, but even that revenue got a boost from its live show. Billboard continues and said, U2's 2017 album, Songs of Experience, was bundled with ticket sales for this year's shows.
Smart.
So, yeah, so you had to get it. If you wanted to go to the show, you got the album.
That works out. And I'm sure those tickets were at least, you know, $500 a piece average.
It's crazy. Like, for the stuff I want to go see, you know, some nostalgic acts like that, it's very expensive. Garth Brooks was in second place for Billboard's list, $52.2 million, just $200,000 behind U2. And Metallica, speaking of those tickets are expensive that I'd like to go see, Metallica in third, $43.2 million. Bruno Mars was fourth with $40.7 million. Ed Sheeran was fifth with $31.3 million. And Lady Gaga was the highest-ranking female artist in sixth with $29.7 million. So there's the deal for U2. It was all about that Joshua Tree revamp tour, and, you know, it brought him $52 million.
It is. It's 2018, right?
Right, and okay. Joshua Tree is still what we're talking about and still paying the bills for the boys from Dublin. All right, coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention Mobile, announcing a one-day sale Saturday, August 4th of the best Mobile Bay waterfront opportunities in a decade. The final phase of a successful Mobile Bay community just 10 minutes from downtown stalled during the recession. It's time to sell at below the market prices. Saturday, August 4th only, $10,000 off all dockable waterfront home sites with direct access to Mobile Bay and the Gulf of Mexico. $5,000 off all water access home sites with free covered boat slips. Some examples, direct bay access with covered boat slips was $19,900, now $14,900. 2 acres dockable waterfront with covered boat slips was $44,900, now $34,900. Buy on Mobile Bay in a prime location with spectacular boating and fishing for 50 cents on the dollar or less. Direct bay access $14,900, dockable waterfront $34,900. Call or click 877bigview.com. for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
743 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And reminder to not just Wednesday, But, you know, it's always a national something day, but today's pretty significant. And today is National Hire a Veteran Day. And I put the link up on the Twitter feed, and we'll get it up on our social media all over, where you can find the link to their virtual job fair going on today. So you have a virtual veteran career fair goes on today, where they're inviting people who can hire, and of course veterans looking for jobs, into one place to try to make those matches. For year-round partnership, employers and veterans can find more assistance and free training resources at hireourheroes.org, or visit the veteran job posting page at hireourheroes.com to search for latest job opportunities. And the hashtag today, too, if you're doing stuff on social media or searching for what other people are doing, hashtag Hire a Veteran Day. That's going on today, but this group, Hire Our Heroes, is doing this year-round. And we'll talk more about this coming up, but it's a virtual job fair going on today for veterans, and a day for companies to think about, hey, make sure you give those veterans a shot at those gigs.
And we have that linked on our Facebook page also. It's a story with military.com, too, where they kind of go in a little bit of depth with this Hire Our Heroes. I guess since it was founded in 2013, they've helped more than 10,000 veterans. And they say not only does the organization connect veterans and employers, but they help put the veteran on the path to success by providing training and certification through Skillsoft technology. So the veteran comes to the job search with the skills and training already in place. Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff. We'll talk about this more, but check out those links on our website. You know, with such a big community of veterans here in Southwest Alabama, Northwest Florida, Southeast Mississippi, a lot of people will fall under, this parameter, employers and employees. And by the way, we're talking about veterans, talking about shows we do here at FM Talk 106.5. Tonight, 8 o'clock, like every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, it's the Scuttlebutt Radio Network. Tom and Cal, two Marines, two veterans, hosting that show all about veterans' issues. Check it out right here at FM Talk 106.5. Do I have time for that? I got to do the hog story.
The hog story.
All right, but I can't do the hog story without that. Do we have the music? Well, no, I need something like breaking news.
Perfect.
Breaking news music. All right. Breaking news, kind of.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming.
For this story from AL.com, from Anna Beam, the headline, Wild Boar Subdued After Charging Patron at Morgan County Gas Station. Thank you, Johnny, for making sure I saw this story yesterday. We get it on today. All right. The story is, a wild boar was ultimately subdued after it tried to attack a customer at a gas station in Priceville early Monday morning. This is according to Priceville police. Decatur officers, this is where I start losing it. This is where I got to control myself. Decatur officers initially responded to a report of a wild boar charging a patron at the Chevron gas station on Point Mallard Parkway, southeast, about 3 a.m. All right, now this is North Alabama, Tennessee River area, right? Madison County.
Uh-huh.
The Chevron station is within the Decatur police jurisdiction.
That's why they were called out.
Right,
okay.
They're called out. The animal then ran to the MAPCO gas station and into the Priceville police jurisdiction. So at which point, I guess, the Decatur police had to call off their pursuit and turn it over to Priceville, or maybe they asked Priceville if they could get into their jurisdiction.
Now, was the chopper out at this point just to make sure they don't lose sight of the boar?
I don't know if they had the eyes in the sky at this point. They did not report that. They did report this. Officers, so first of all, the hog runs from the Decatur police jurisdiction into the Priceville, so he's now in a new jurisdiction. Officers in Priceville spent about 30 minutes chasing the animal through a field near the Comfort Inn across Highway 67. So just picture, we got the officers, the hog, in the open field next to the Comfort Inn, probably people that are, getting up early there, looking out their window, watching what's going on here. Officers eventually blocked traffic in an attempt to safely catch the animal. However, a Priceville officer fatally shot the animal to keep it from causing any more damage. I would suggest that they would fatally shoot it either way. You're not shooting it to stop it.
No, not the hog.
We're talking about a hog here. Priceville Acting Police Chief Rick Williams says it was an aggressive wild boar. Officers said the wild boar weighed nearly 350 pounds. Animal control officials had to use a backhoe to remove it from the scene. So there's a lot more pictures to go with this story. We linked it through on the Twitter feed. My favorite part at this point is the fact that they had to hand off the pursuit from Decatur PD to Priceville and PD.
I'm also picturing, I don't know how many police were actually on the scene, but we're talking two departments here. And if they're all chasing this one hog around the field, there has to be, I mean, after 10 minutes of not catching the hog, they've got to be out there working strategy like, all right, Jim, you go on down.
You go long.
And the four of us will be here. I mean, it had to have been just a fantastic thing to watch.
Yeah, the fact that there could be people there at the Comfort Inn watching this go on, but yet the other... This was the music playing where I thought it was the action news music, but it was... All right, so there's your Hogs in the News story from North Alabama, 748. We might be coming right back. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The suspect in a deadly hit and run in Pensacola that killed two people has been arrested. Marquise Wallace was captured in Philadelphia Tuesday. It happened June 6th, and Wallace had been on the run since. Two people, including a woman and baby, were killed. Two others have also been arrested for helping Wallace elude police. The search continues for an inmate who escaped from the work release center in Locksley early Tuesday. Corey Allen Kingery was reported missing from the state prison around 6:30 yesterday morning. He may have been spotted at least twice since then, once in the morning in Locksley north of I-10, and was actually seen on a hotel security camera. Later in the afternoon, he's suspected of stealing a 2003 black Ford Taurus in Spanish Fork.
He had changed clothes from his prison whites to at least a blue shirt. Possibly blue pants.
Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack. Former State Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore says he'll announce further legal action against new defendants for defamation of character. He'll hold a press conference later today. Moore is the focus of lawsuits alleging sexual abuse decades ago, allegations he denies. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Need a golf cart? Want a golf cart? Cart Doctor sells the newest 2018-2019 Yamaha and street legal carts by Star and Tomberlin, as well as late model used carts from Yamaha. And if you want to sell your cart, let the Cart Doctor do it with their consignment program. Need a golf cart repaired? Cart Doctor repairs all models with full service mechanics, the only full service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Cart Doctor even designs custom carts. Bring your imagination, they'll make it a reality. Tailgating, toting kids around safely, escorting guests at weddings or parties, or just getting around your property or facility, it's easier with a cart from Cart Doctor. And Cart Doctor rents all size carts with delivery and pickup, making any event much more convenient and, of course, fun. See Cart Doctor at their new location, 5683 Highway 90 in Theodore. On the left, heading south, just look for the Cart Doctor sign. Cart Doctor, the dealer for all your cart needs.
9 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5, and right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, as NFL teams report for training camp this week, it appears the Atlanta Falcons will at least temporarily be without former Foley High School and Crimson Tide receiver Julio Jones. NFL.com reported yesterday that the veteran wide receiver does not plan to report to the team on Thursday when Falcons training camp begins. The report noted that Jones is comfortable sitting out until the preseason begins. This is all over a contract dispute. Jones is in his second year of a five-year contract worth $71 million. But since then, eight more receivers have begun getting paid more than him average annually. Jones also skipped OTAs and mandatory minicamp. Falcons informed Jones last week that they will not rework his contract before the start of the season. The 29-year-old five-time Pro Bowler appeared in all 16 games for Atlanta last season. He finished the season with 88 receptions for 1,444 yards and three touchdowns. On the other side of the country, the Los Angeles Rams announced a four-year contract extension for running back Todd Gurley. Here's Rams head coach Sean McVay.
The way that he competes in protection, the way that he works, and the way that rubs off on his teammates. I feel fortunate to be able to work with players like Todd and happy for him that he earned this.
ESPN reports that the new deal is worth $60 million with $45 million guaranteed. It locks Gurley in with the Rams for the next six seasons. Gurley's been named to one All-Pro team and is a two-time Pro Bowler since he was selected by the Rams with the number 10 overall pick back in the 2015 NFL Draft. In NBA offseason news, the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kevin Love have agreed to a contract extension. According to ESPN, the deal is 4 years and $120 million. The 29-year-old averaged 17.5 points and 9.3 rebounds per game with the Cavs last season. In baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Mississippi Braves 11-5 Tuesday night. The Bay Bears had 11 hits, but were only able to get 5 across home plate. The Bay Bears and Braves play Game 3 of the 5-game road series tonight at 7 o'clock. In the major leagues, late Tuesday, the New York Yankees announced a trade for Baltimore Orioles relief pitcher Zach Britton. The last-place Orioles will receive 3 minor league pitchers in return for the 2-time All-Star. Britton has picked up 139 saves on the mound for Baltimore since 2013. News of the trade came after the Yankees defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-0 last night. Elsewhere around the league, Miami beat Atlanta 9-3. Milwaukee got a walk-off 10th inning win against Washington 5-4. Philadelphia's Trevor Plouffe hit a walk-off 3-run homer against outfielder Kike Hernandez, giving the Phillies a 7-4 win over the L.A. Dodgers. A 2-run homer from Dexter Fowler was the difference for St. Louis in a 4-2 extra innings win over Cincinnati. Baltimore beat Boston 7-6, and the Pittsburgh Pirates won their 11th in a row, 9-4 over Cleveland. 7:54 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And good news here, we're back. Text line is up and operating at 343-0106, so we're seeing some of the backlog of text. Looks like a lot of y'all are very interested in an in-depth discussion of this hog on the loose story from up in Madison County. Point out to the Hog Cross police jurisdictions. One police department that let it go into the other one. I don't know if they pursued into the Priceville, but Priceville police took over. Story on our Twitter feed. 7:54, coming right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding after rehearsal or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
7:57, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us. We'll talk with Jeff, of course, about the recording and a whole lot more. The question is, does the recording, while it is the big story du jour, does it make a big difference going forward? The recording of the attorney Cohen, along with then-candidate Trump, seems to be at least some admission of knowledge of what was going on. Also, the offering of $150,000 to buy the rights to the story. And then that sidebar is what was proposed there, and I guess from the folks at National Enquirer as well, some sort of legalized blackmail. And we'll get into that coming up next hour. A whole lot more. Phone number, text line 343-0106. We'll talk then.